Shelly and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon T. for one of the new Recovery Idol entries for the Recovery 101 jingle. Don't forget to send in Recovery 101 jingles to recovery_101@hotmail.com or recovery101radio@gmail.com. Hi.
Hi.
Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALSLASLAACRRRMM, the National Football League.
That's it.
We don't speak for...
Major League Baseball, the NBA.
We don't speak for Ronco.
Major League Soccer.
Popeil's Ronco, the maker of Pocket Fisherman. And we don't speak for any of those guys. Matter of fact...
Did he make Pocket Pool, too?
I think Pocket Pool was created...
Long before.
Many, many, many years before.
Right after they created the first Pocket?
I think about the time they created the first Pocket and a good-looking girl walked by. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly's already... She's already...
Rolling my eyes.
She's already got disdain for the show, and we barely started.
It's not disdain. It's just I'm rolling my eyes, because you guys are... Guys.
And you're rolling your eyes with disdain.
I don't know if it's disdain, but sort of like, I don't know.
Oh, we became guys and you got surprised?
Yeah. This is, you know what it is? It was an incredible surprise to her. That us.
How long you known us?
Especially me. She's known me 11 years.
12.
12 years. And you find this surprising now?
It feels like but a moment.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, feels like 112 years. Holy cow.
Feels like but a moment in God's time.
It is. Here we are sitting here looking over at the humble trophy sitting on the table, wondering just who's going to wrest it from the other people later on during the show.
I'm sure it'll be me.
Shelly had it before, but I don't think Shelly can hold up that type of humbleness for that long.
I am sure that my humbleness today is like just bursting out all over.
Shelly's already handing the trophy to Mark. The humble trophy.
It goes on his side of the table now.
Humbleness is bleeding out of my ears.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so humble. I don't even have to compete for a trophy anymore. That's how humble I am. I don't even need the trophy to be the most humble. I've decided that. I can be the most humble without the trophy because I'm just that humble. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. We're having a little disheveledness
here. Wow.
For one person to walk around another with a microphone.
Let's dance.
Yeah, we haven't done it.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
There you go.
You just got to know.
Okay.
Now, okay. You kind of didn't have that David Bowie sound, though.
Sorry, I'm not David Bowie.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Of course, that didn't really happen either.
That didn't sound like
so.
David Bowie either.
No.
Okay, we have shout-outs, too. Let's see if I can remember everybody.
It's
Deborah.
The same ones.
No, not Deborah's not always the same. Deborah.
You rock, Deborah.
Fran
always rocks.
I think Sarah sent in one.
Sarah left us. She's like off on vacation somewhere. What the hell is that about?
I know. Our peanut's not here.
I left it alone. I don't want to see Shelly's eyes roll.
Yeah.
Wait, now you've made me lose track.
That's
where
okay.
was I?
You
Deborah,
were at Sarah.
Fran,
shout out to all y'all.
Sarah, Phil, Bill, Donald.
And Wanald.
And Fark.com.
And Fark. Thank you to Fark.
Shout out to Fark.
Which is a great... It's
yeah.
It's a great site because when you look at it, it'll tell you, and it's not just for like boozy news and stuff. You look at it, it'll tell you whatever the story's about.
And it has the little tags on the side that say like sad, ironic, hero,
asinine.
Florida,
yeah,
Catterday. I mean, they have the different categories. It's really, it's a nice...
Asinine is a category.
It's a good place to go for
those are like the guys that go to rip the ATM off out of a 7-Eleven. It pulls their bumper off and they leave the bumper with the license plate there.
Yeah.
Okay, so at any rate... in Ohio, they have a bit of a mystery going on. Someone has left thousands of pairs of women's panties on the side of the road.
I'd like to go and find out who left those.
In different locations. So it's not like somebody, it's not like some trucker just dumped a load or something like that.
Frat house at Ohio State.
You know what? You know what? It's not like a trucker just dumped a load.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what I mean? Jeez. Oh,
you know what? I think it's space aliens.
Space aliens?
Yeah, they're trolling for males.
Are any of these things...
it's like chum in the water. There's no patties on the road.
Is any... Are these like, you know, up in the hills where it overlooks the city anywhere? Just random groups of women's panties, like, you know, Lover's Lane kind of thing?
Actually, it's in Lancaster, Ohio. And it says they left them along four main spots along a 1 mile stretch of the highway.
Chumming.
Yeah.
And apparently they weren't like granny panties. They're like little frilly things.
Do you know that tomorrow night?
Chumming.
Tomorrow night, there's going to be like some redneck guys out there. Yeah. Along. Let's see when them girls come and drop them panties again.
Yeah.
I'm just lying. They'll be wearing camo gear, drinking a beer.
You got to spit at the end of that.
I got a what?
You got to spit at the end of that.
Oh, I do just like that.
Yeah.
Please don't spit in the studio. Okay. Now, this just goes, this next story just
goes
to prove.
Wait, 5 second rule. Let me pick that spit back up.
Ew. Ew, official ew to the nth degree. Yuck. Okay. Moving on, please.
It was an oonth.
Up.
It was an oonth, yes. This next story just goes to prove that you can find anything at Walmart, including rabies.
Perfect.
Wow, which section do they sell that in?
In Cambridge, Minnesota.
The cashiers has it, probably.
In Cambridge, Minnesota, at a Walmart, Zoe Zacherson was bitten by a bat while shopping in the frozen food section.
It
flew out from the pizzas and latched onto her leg and bit her.
I'll bet it was cold. You're just looking for a little huggy.
Well, the parents of this is actually a 3-year-old child, or 5-year-old child, sorry. They got bitten. Her mother.
Ooh, and especially rabies, because that's
a series of bad shots in the stomach. Which she's had at the emergency room. And the girl's mother wants Walmart to pay for the shots.
Hey, you know what?
Because it came out of their pizza section.
Which they should.
They should, but Walmart's refusing.
Oh, well, that's okay. They'll lose the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will. And there's going to be pain and suffering. They're gonna lose more than they were expecting to.
Yep.
Yeah, if they just ponied up to begin with, it might have been over, but...
What's their claim? You brought the bat with you?
Yeah. It doesn't say, actually, yeah. Walmart. It says Walmart declined to comment.
That's because, you know what? I guarantee there's some guys at Walmart right now. There's a lawyer at Walmart going, how the hell did a bat get into the frozen food section in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Or in frozen food?
Yeah, frozen food section.
It can't have been in there very long.
No, it would have gotten frozen.
Yeah, it could only be in there for... Okay, so then the question begs, the guy that opens up the thing flies in,
do they know for sure that it flew out of there, or did it fly from up above and swoop right down?
The mother said that it flew from out of the, somewhere in the area of the pizza section, food section. Like, they had the frozen food door open, and the pizzas were over, like, on one side, and then the bat flew from the direction of the pizzas.
Okay.
That's
a lot more information than I needed.
I thought bats were partial to waffles. Eggos.
Eggos?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Lego.
After 28 years, Gene Simmons is finally going to marry Shannon Tweed.
Really?
Yes.
Congrats.
It'll never last.
It'll never
last.
28 years together, they get married. 6 months later, they divorce, split up.
You know the greatest find ever by Gene Simmons? He didn't make a dime on Van Halen.
Yeah.
Recorded their first demo album for him. Couldn't get it sold. In the following year, they became like a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? He's like, oh, I'll get you guys a contract easy. Not so much.
They've actually stipulated on their wedding invitation that people wear classy attire because they know that many of their friends will want to wear, you know, hobag gear and rock star attire.
That's true.
Gino
wears makeup.
Let's see, in Spanaway, Washington.
You got to wear his boots.
In Spanaway, Washington,
sounds like a cleaning product.
Okay, I'm getting too close to the monitor now.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. What that was? It was a beep.
Oh, God's calling.
Oh, okay. The problem solvers group from the local newscast has found that a local gas station is still selling what's called spice, which is illegal synthetic marijuana.
Yes.
When they went to confront the shopkeeper about it, she said, "I just work here. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't sell that. That's illegal." But then when the cameraman walked in by himself a little while later to try to buy it, she was willing to sell it to him. So then they went back in and said, "But you just said you would sell this to him." So now there's...
Where is this at?
In Spanaway, Washington.
Which gas station is it?
I'm not telling.
She's
learned. You know, you got these gas stations that bought like 12 packs, and they've got like 8 packs left still.
Yep.
So they're like, might as well sell it.
Yeah, probably.
I have to be having this space for you. So, you know what it is? I don't know why they're so up in arms about that. It's just a bunch of people at Red Dune.
Oh, brother. Okay, in Los Angeles.
California.
You want a quick way to make $5,000?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Do I have to keep my... Do I have to take my pants off?
No.
Oh, okay.
A couple... in the Westchester area of Los Angeles, had their home broken into, and their Yorkshire Terrier was stolen. So just go and get a Yorkshire Terrier and take it back to them. They're offering a $5,000 reward for the return of Marley, their terrier.
And you know the way terriers are? Let me tell you, a terrier will go fly into them no matter what kind of terrier it is. You'll just go like this, come here, and they'll go straight to you.
Yeah.
We have a terrier, and it doesn't... It's one of those dogs. You just go like this on the bed. It'll come, and wherever you put him, she'll lay there. Like, that's it. She won't move. Boom. Put her on your lap, stays on your lap. Put her next to your head, stays next to your head. It's a little creepy, actually.
The American Kennel Club actually says that dog nappings are up 32%.
Oh, so what you're telling us, we should go kidnap dogs.
In Korean neighborhoods, especially.
Oh...
101 ways to walk your dog.
So anyway, if you want to find their dog for them and return it to them, you can get a hold of, what is her name, Kelly Dalpis. So I've just thought, you know, because Yorkies pretty much all look alike. So I can't imagine that, you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, this is a good one. In Hamilton, Ohio, which is real close to Cincinnati.
Is that near Montgomery Township?
Edwin Charles Taberta has been arrested for indecency, among other things.
Was he drinking as well?
They're not sure whether he was drinking or if he was a little bit high, but they know that he's got some psychiatric problems. But he was caught having sex with a pink inflatable raft in his neighbor's pool.
Yeah. I think he was drinking.
Yes, he was...
Did he ask if anybody wanted to come rafting with him?
Oh,
yeah. Think pink, baby.
He was spotted
He was probably on mushrooms or acid, and he's like, oh my God, it's the most giant vagina I've ever seen.
He was spotted on top of the flotation device with his pants down around his ankles. When the upset neighbor interrupted his
you know, session?
Ménage à deux, or ménage à un, because there was no person.
Ménage à un.
He didn't actually get off the pool raft until the police came to separate him from it.
That's when he got off?
Yeah, he didn't get off the pool raft. Not at that moment.
His grandmother says he has a history of mental problems.
You think?
And that he has abused his medication in the past.
Wow.
He's abusing his meds now.
Okay, Victoria, Vancouver, Canada.
We've been there.
Yeah, this is one of those stories where... There's a real embarrassed mom out there right now.
Remember the last time we went to Vancouver? My mom was a real embarrassed mom.
Yeah, yes, she was.
We went to the Bouchon Gardens, these beautiful gardens. We're walking across this thing where these Japanese gardens are, and there's these stones that you step on and walk across.
No, it wasn't the stones. It was that bridge that didn't have a railing. Japanese bridges don't have railings.
My mom walked right off the edge of it.
Splash.
Backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Directly. She had the camera up to her face to take a picture of, like, the kids or something.
Beautiful.
And backed up to get a better picture and went, boom, right over into the water.
Well, and Shelly and I didn't see it when it happened, but we hear the splash. First thing out of our mouth is, where's Connor?
Nice.
Where's Courtney?
And then we find Connor and we find Courtney. Yeah.
Hey, where's Mom?
Yeah.
At any rate, where was I? Oh, we're in Victoria, Vancouver. Office workers at a local, they went to a nearby hospital. They were rushed to a nearby hospital, but office workers were complaining of feeling disoriented and woozy after eating brownies that were brought in by one of the coworkers, their coworkers.
Hash brownies?
After testing...
Edibles.
After testing, it was determined that they had at some point ingested marijuana.
Edibles.
The only thing that all of them ate that day were the brownies that were brought in by this woman who said, I didn't make marijuana brownies. The brownies, she found them in the freezer way in the back. Turned out her son had baked them like months before and had stuck them in the freezer waiting for like the perfect party or whatever to crack them out.
Oh, perfect.
So his mom...
That's what I'd say if I was a mom. Is a kid underage?
Yeah, 14 years old.
Yeah, there perfect. You go. There he goes.
He ain't going to jail.
That's right.
No, he's going to have to do community service, but...
Yeah, like I said, he's not going to jail.
Yes, but can you imagine how embarrassing?
Mom walks, kid goes to the local AA club, does a little bit of community service, walks.
Yeah, but how embarrassing. Like, you bring brownies in for your coworkers and they all end up going to the hospital.
The funny thing is they have a couple of brownies and they're like, I'm still hungry.
They're in the hospital.
I keep eating these and eating these.
Can I have a couple more of those?
They're in the hospital sending out for Cheetos. Okay. This falls under the...
Can I have another Coke?
I don't know how far along we are in the recording here.
No.
Oh, we're just about there, so I'll just do one more story.
We're just about there. Like the guy on the raft.
Yes. This falls under the category of, you're a dork, and I hope you never get back on a plane. Green Day lead vocalist Billy Joe Armstrong was pulled off of a Southwest Airlines flight because his pants were too baggy and were hanging too low.
Did Dennis Miller... Or not Dennis Miller.
Did Dennis Leary
arrange for him to get thrown off the plane? You ever heard his
gig? I hope so. You know, I'm just sick of people walking around with their pants falling off.
Yeah. Shelly, what is Dennis Leary saying?
He said, pull up your goddamn pants!
That's right.
Pick a color for your hair.
I'm sorry, but if the stewardess asks you to pull up your pants, the appropriate response is, don't you have anything better to do? That's what he said.
That's the appropriate response if you don't want to go where your plane's headed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what irritates me is that Southwest then apologized and put him on another plane. I'm like, oh, why back down?
Yeah, you know what? They probably apologized and put him on another plane, and I'll bet he went on the other plane with his pants up. See, they probably don't say that in the story, but I'll bet, they said, look, here's the deal. We're going to let you fly, and we're going to apologize to you, but you pull up your pants when you get on the other plane.
It's ridiculous. I am so tired of seeing the rest of the world's underwear. I cannot tell you.
And you know what? I got to tell you, and I should probably know because I know somewhere in my MP3s I probably have Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a single song.
I can't either.
I know that there's people out there right now going, you idiot, don't you know blah, blah, blah? But I don't.
I don't either. But you know what's really gross? And I've seen this with my own eyes, my own now scarred for life eyes.
A guy banging a pool
thing. A pink inflatable raft? No. You know, a young guy with his pants hanging down and his underwear's hanging out, and he's got a brown stripe on his underwear. It's like, do you really have to walk around that?
No, you know what I think? I think more power to him. I think he should have to walk around with his pants like that.
Why?
Because he
torture
will
us?
Never, ever, 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 ever get a woman. Never.
That's true. Out of the gene pool. That's true.
You know, I blame that entire deal on 15 to 19-year-old females.
Why?
Because you know what? If they all turn around and said, get away from me.
Yeah, that's true. The guys would stop doing it.
These guys would be back in Angel's Flight pants so fast.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
They'd be in the most form-fitting Levi's they could ever find.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. They would.
You know what? We should start a campaign. Teenagers, why don't you tell these guys they look like idiots? Just don't date them. The anti-slouchy pants brigade or something.
Most of the girls and women I've talked to have said that they think that it's the dumbest look ever and they hate it, and yet they still date these guys with their pants falling down.
Yep.
And, well, on the adverse thing of that is that
big Johnny Rocket.
The girls need to lose the bra straps. I mean, not lose them, but, like, need to cover them up.
I agree. They need to lose them.
No, because the hole with your bra straps hanging out, especially when your bra's all dingy and gross and you got strings hanging off of it, please.
You know what studies have shown?
What?
Studies have shown that if women wore bras less, then their muscle tissue above their breasts would not deteriorate so much and they would naturally stand up better.
That's actually a fallacy I found out. That's not true.
Shh.
am I querying your deal?
You're blowing it for me. Jeez.
Okay.
They're starting to sag a little. Call Bruce. He'll come hold them up for you as you walk around.
Yeah, you know, the unfortunate thing is the empirical evidence of that is the gals running around in National Geographic, none of them have bras, and they don't stand up that well.
Okay, well, that is the end of the boozy news.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Do we want to do 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 do?
No, that was bad. That was bad Foley there.
Okay, let's try that again. Ready? And now it's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio.
Okay.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Come on.
What are we talking about tonight? Today.
Wow. You know, there's just no if it's not a. If it's not a, you know what? You know what would do it though for you?
What?
Watch this. Guaranteed, this will work in like 1 second. Wasted away again
in Margaritaville.
See, if it's
searching for my long lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know
it's my own damn fault. See, Shelley is a.
Parrot head.
The funny thing about Shelly is she doesn't smoke weed at all, and like one of her favorite musical artists, you can't.
Coral
it looks
Reefer
like
Band.
L.A. on a smoggy day in there.
Yeah, the Coral Reefer Band. Jimmy Buffett.
Fins to the left.
I love Fins. That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh.
And when you do, when you're at the concert and he starts the opening for Fins, everybody puts their arms up on their head and you have to do the Fins. I love that.
Yep, been there.
And I have special earrings and socks that I wear to the concerts and stuff. I used to go every year.
See, I can't go to a Jimmy Buffett concert because I'm too afraid of contact high.
Don't
be such a pussy.
It's not that. It's not that bad depending on where you sit, but. I've had to go to those concerts and take like a rag or something soaked in perfume or whatever because the smell of pot makes me sick to my stomach. So I've had to, you know, kind of compensate for that, but it's worth it. The concerts are just brilliant.
All right.
What's our topic, Bruce?
I will try and take you to one. Damn if I remember. Weren't you guys going to come up with it at the last second?
I thought it was procrastination.
No, we said we'd do that next week.
Oh.
No, I don't want to do that right now.
Oh, crap. I have forgotten what they are.
Anonymity and newcomers?
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that one. We can do that one this show and do something else the next show.
Okay.
Which is it? What is it?
Anonymity and newcomers.
Anonymity and newcomers.
What's the topic? Paying attention?
Yeah, paying attention.
Anonymity and newcomers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, as we know, back in the day, anonymity, because we had it on another show, but anonymity was, especially for newcomers, was a huge thing. Because there was a gigantic stigma, for one thing. I mean, you didn't want to be, you know, because for years and years, people just died or went insane or just, you know, ended up in a, you know, in jail or prison or dead. And so you don't want to be like the local doctor in town who's the doctor. And suddenly everyone goes, oh, my God, he's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know, now, I don't know, like for me. Well, you know what? By the time I got here, I was so beat down. I kind of be honest. I didn't give a shit.
No, but how about respecting other people's?
Oh, well, and see, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever done the thing? I mean, the easiest way that I've done it, well, the easiest way that I've found to do it, like speaking about other people's, is to just say my friend. Because some people, when they're new, they might say, oh, I was talking to this guy, Jim, you know Jim, mm-hmm. blah, 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 from over here. He works at such and such. And, mm-hmm. yeah, I was talking to him at this meeting. And I'll be looking going, you know, I didn't ever know Jim went to meetings. You know, maybe Jim doesn't want everyone to know that. Maybe that's why I don't know that. I don't know.
Oh,
how'd you want to approach it?
So you walk into some semi-fast food place, and you see someone that you know.
Is that a really bad fast food place because it's only semi-fast?
No, it's like, you know, not one of those places where, it's one of those places where maybe you get your food or you get a number and go sit down after you ordered at the counter.
Yeah.
And you see somebody who's with a group of people that you don't recognize, but you recognize them from the meetings. And it's like lunchtime on a Wednesday. So he's probably with coworkers.
I don't do anything.
I would just say hi.
I don't even say hi.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't even just say hi?
Nope, not unless they say hi to me first.
Yeah, if I'm alone and they're with people, I don't acknowledge until they acknowledge.
Right.
Really?
Because it's their anonymity at stake.
I know, but it's not like I'm going up to saying, hey, I'm Bruce, I'm an alcoholic. I'm just saying hi.
You don't want to put them in the position of having to explain to their friends how they know you. It's better just, unless they're comfortable saying hello to me, I don't say anything.
Yeah. Huh. Or, you know. I met him at an event I went to. You know, and it's.
When you think you're going to get
but,
grilled
you know, the thing
by
is,
your buddies
is,
from
is,
work?
I don't
do you
think
know
newcomers.
Him?
I don't think newcomers really know today not to do that because I don't hear anonymity stressed. Meetings during sharing.
You know what? I understand what you guys are saying. I could see where there's big potential to put someone in a compromising position. See, to me, to go say hi to somebody I know. Hey, hi. How you doing? Hey, good to see you. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing where that's breaking anyone's anonymity. Now, if I went up and I'm wearing a big Alcoholics Anonymous convention shirt, hey, how you doing, man? Saw you at the meeting the other night. Hey, nice. Hey, what meeting do you guys go to?
But how many newcomers do that?
No, probably.
Probably a lot of them.
Probably. You know what? Because you got that flush of newcomerness. You know, you're in the program. You found salvation. Hey, here's a guy with a bunch of people. They're probably all alcoholics.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I can have lunch with them.
I'm sorry, Shelly.
No, that's all right.
I didn't mean to cut you off. She's kind of manicky since she got her job.
I went to church this morning. That always makes me a little bit woohoo. Because I just love church.
Do you know what? They claim that's grape juice.
She's one step closer to God today.
Yep. Just wait till tomorrow. I'll be crabby again.
Yeah, okay.
I think that part of the problem is that the stigma of alcoholism and addiction has sort of waned a little bit, primarily because people are just sick of hearing about it. I mean, it's on the news all the flipping time. And people are always getting pats on the back for, you know, some celebrity decides to go to rehab. Everybody, oh, that's so wonderful. They get their life straightened out. Everything's great, blah, blah, blah. Isn't it? They're so brave. They're so courageous, blah, blah, blah. Everybody sees how the kudos that they get just for trying to be normal again. And so the newcomers come in thinking it's okay to just talk about this stuff all the time, like it's nothing. But they don't. I think that it's a, what do you want to call it? It may be on the surface more accepted, but I think that underneath, that normal people just kind of still look at us and go, why do you guys have a problem? I don't understand this.
I see both sides of that.
So then the newcomers later on may have a problem with having given away too much or given away other people's anonymity when they try to get jobs and stuff like that because normal people will say, well, they used to drink a lot. What if they start drinking again?
Hey, my friend Jimmy that works here, I know him from AA. He told me to come in and you guys are hiring.
Yeah. Well, I have guys that I sponsor right now. Who will go through the litany of people who they were in recovery with. Like different actors or singers or somebody in a, you know, oh yeah, I was in recovery with this person and this person from this group and from here and from there. And I'm like, what makes you think that person gave you permission to break their anonymity?
That's true. I generally try not to talk about people that were in meetings unless I'm talking to someone who was at the same meeting.
Yeah.
Who was actually in that meeting.
Yeah. I mean, now there are certain individuals that are really, truly out there. And they've put a public face on 12-step programs. That they clearly are, in recovery. And I don't think there's a problem with mentioning them, you know. But people, because you saw somebody in a recovery hospital with you while you were in recovery, and, you know, you figure within the program, even within the program, it's not okay to break somebody's anonymity, you know. And I see it as just, it's a growing problem.
I think it's a growing problem on the outside, but I might disagree with you about the inside, because Dr. Bob specifically said that we should make sure that we all know who each other are within the program so that we can help the newcomer. But with outside the program, that we shouldn't. I mean, that's just his perspective.
Right.
But can I go now?
What's your problem?
I think you thought I was interrupting you before.
You interrupt me all the time.
Well, I was coming. And went, yeah, I know, but then you didn't. You just stopped. You didn't continue on
because
with your
thought. Because
you
were talking. That's why I stopped talking.
Well, how about when I stopped?
What about when you stopped?
Was the rest of your thing no good anymore?
Then Mark said something.
Paddle on the left. Paddle on the right. Paddle on the left. Paddle on the right.
I'm just watching.
I know. To go back a few thoughts ago on the, like, people that are in the public eye. Yeah, I mean, you know what? There's people that are way in the public eye. You know, if you said, hey, Robert Downey Jr. is an alcoholic, that's yeah. So not a secret.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's been on celebrity rehab.
Yeah.
Now, but even then, to say, now, he's passed away now, so it really doesn't matter, but the guy from Warrant, the singer from Warren, I saw him when he was in a recovery place.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, even though I know he's had been in and out of recovery many times, it'd be like Lindsay Lohan being in a recovery place and going out and telling people, hey, I saw Lindsay Lohan in a recovery place. It's still not right, even though they've been publicly in and out. You know, now you get someone who's been sober for a while and they talk about it on a regular basis, they get involved. I'll give you an example, and I don't know if these guys have anything to do with AA at all. But I saw a thing from Impact House in California. They had a golf tournament. It's the James Conn golf tournament. Is he in recovery? I don't even know. Is he simply the stars, you know, section of it? Could be. But even if I knew, I wouldn't say. Because it wouldn't be right.
Well, and like even within this little group right here in the studio.
Mark, you know, Shelley's an alcoholic.
Mark actually keeps his anonymity fairly well. You and I, Bruce, are pretty much out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way to get the genie back in that bottle for us.
Yeah.
But, like, Mark's picture's not up on our website. He doesn't answer any of the mail, although he could if he wanted to.
It's not up on the website.
He doesn't have a Facebook page or a MySpace page or anything like that. Nobody knows his last name.
I do.
I think I do.
It's not the easiest.
Yeah.
You could pick it out in a crowd.
But, like, if somebody met him just out and about, they wouldn't know.
Yeah. No.
You know, it was like I said, I was at that meeting that one night, and I shared, and afterwards a guy came up to me and goes, you're Mark from Recovery 101. And I found that a little disturbing. You know, it was like, wow.
Try that in an area you've never been in a town you've never been in.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you're Bruce from Recovery 101. Oh, I love Shelley.
Yeah, but anybody going to our 101 page or whatever would have no way of, they wouldn't connect him as he, you know, in his own person him on the show.
I'm the guy behind the screen.
Right.
You could. There's.
I don't think he wants to.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's probably, I know from the like convention pictures, there's definitely pictures that have you in them.
That's another anonymity question that we actually had that brought up on one of my recovery groups on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
A woman logged in and said, and asked, because somebody had gotten upset. She went to a convention and she was taking pictures, and somebody had gotten upset because they ended up in a picture that she posted on Facebook.
I could totally see that.
And from the way I've always understood it, even when I was a little kid and I was an Alateen, we were not allowed to take pictures in meetings or at conventions.
Yeah, see, I don't necessarily agree with the convention
thing. Meeting, I mean,
and you can't post, and you should not be posting them.
The thing is, it seems to me that kind of like with the way publications go, if you're going to post pictures from a convention, it better be of people that know they're getting posted.
Right.
You know, like let's say we're all sitting around having a cigar and say, hey, do you mind if I put this picture? No, go ahead. Yeah, that's okay, because you know what? I could see it. I've seen people, I've seen on Facebook, someone taking a cake in a meeting
with
a
photograph
where you can clearly see six or seven people that are out in the audience. I'm thinking, I wonder which of those guys has a precarious position at work.
Yeah, I mean, that's just wrong, because, like, you know, if anybody asked me at a 12-step event, hey, can we put this picture up? My answer would be no.
Yeah,
it's not okay with me.
I was at a women's NA meeting, and they were all taking pictures of somebody getting a cake, and I declined to be in the picture because the woman that I was taking the picture, I knew, was one of those Facebook posters.
Because what's the difference between being at a CA barbecue and putting a photo up of people at it, or being in a meeting and taking a photo? It's the same thing.
And there's a lot. There's a lot of those. Like, I, a matter of fact, and I didn't get to go to it. I think you might have gone to it. It was a CA thing
the
at
beach
the
day?
Beach.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
And I went and saw a ton of pictures of people, and it really clear. CA day at the beach, you know, Cocaine Anonymous day at the beach. And I'm like, wow. Because I'm thinking, because certainly there's other people at the beach that aren't in CA. So here's some guy in the background. His face is clearly there. And someone's like, I didn't realize you were a coke addict. And the guy's like, what? Yeah, I saw your picture on Facebook. The bunch of dope fiends. You know, we've had some stuff missing around work lately.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a conversation a few weeks ago about social media really changing the face of the program. Giving the program a face, probably.
Internet in general.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My favorite was a couple of weeks ago when a guy posted, it was on my news feed, and a guy posted, I love my anonymity in the program. And when you post, your first and last names and your picture are right there.
Well, I love the people that say, I love my anonymity, and their picture's there, and it, even though their thing is like just their name, you know, their first and last name and their thing, and it'll say, you know, I really love my anonymity because when I was at the AA convention, I didn't want anyone to talk about me. I'm like, you just posted that on Facebook. Now, a thing that Facebook has actually done lately, and I'm not even sure how lately it is, but do you know that if somebody said that, and it's hard for me to tell this because I have a zillion, gazillion friends because of the program, but if I post or someone posts on my wall, like a friend from a game or something, and they're not on Shelly's friend list, she doesn't see it on my wall. Is that true?
No, that's not true. It depends on what that person has as their privacy setting.
Oh, okay. So in social media, I mean, you could make that happen, though.
Yes, you can specify who you want to see certain things.
Oh, and it would only be like friends of yours that are friends of theirs.
Right, only me or this circle of friends. Or I mean, and you can actually make it as specific as one person.
Yeah. Now, really? Here's my question. If it's up there, it's out there.
Right.
And well, because
I don't know about anybody else, but even PIs that I have who would do background checks on people can dig into just about any Facebook account.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I got to tell you, see, me, and this isn't that I'm condoning the non-anonymity thing because I'm totally not. But for me personally, I'm a freaking media whore. You want to take pictures of me? Put up, I don't care because you know me. Yeah. I tell all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, for me, that's only for me, though. I don't go to coffee. And even if I run into someone from the program at coffee, I might go up and say hi to them. But I don't go up and start involving in some type of program discussion with this guy who's sitting with four other people that I don't know. Because you know what? If they're in program... Mm-hmm. They'll probably say, oh, hey, this is Bruce. Yeah, I saw him at the Tuesday night meeting. Then I'm completely okay with it. But I won't blow their anonymity. At least I try not to.
We're way over time.
Actually, we had a big break in the middle, too.
Oh, that's true. Like a four-minute break.
Well, what would your final words on the subject be, Shelley?
I don't know. I
now
I
you,
think
now that, you wish you had thought about that, huh? Mark's thinking about it right now.
Yes, I know he is.
It's cultivating.
I think that anonymity needs to be more stressed more at meetings. And, you know, I mean, maybe within the sponsorship job, sponsors should explain what anonymity means to the newcomer that they're putting through the steps, maybe so that they get it from the gate.
What's the thing you used to read?
Yes, I used to read it at every Monday meeting.
Which what should
you
be
see
at more meetings.
Yeah, it should be at more meetings. What you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. Oh, was that what you were going to say?
That was it.
I just stole Mark's thunder. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Red letter day. I'm done.
I threw that in the wrong time. Mark,
yeah.
Any other final last words? He's like, shit.
Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions.
Ever reminding us to place?
It's principles before personalities.
And that was my final words. Sweet. Shelley.
What?
Who is our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
Oh, by the way, Shelley, Bruce pointed out to me that you're the only on-air personality from this show that he has never spoken to on the phone or in person.
He has never spoken to?
No.
He's never spoken to you?
Yes, no, he's never spoken to me.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
It's a fine publication. You can get to it. Actually, if you go to recovery101.net and click on the Gazette banner, you can go right there, and we'll get two hits for the price of one.
Man, you know what? Say that to a coke addict. They're like, what? What? You know there's people out there right now listening to this show that went, what? 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 Let me back that up a little.
Okay. Well, at any rate, I meant web hits. I meant site hits, web hits.
Sweet.
Anyway, you can have it emailed to you. You can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post, or you can read it online. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Sweet. Mark, is there any other way we can get two hits for the price of one? I don't know if there is.
I don't know if there is. So I always thought you could only get one hit at a time.
We'd be rich.
I don't know. But you can go to intherooms.com. And
jump the gun.
Intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go up onto their site. You can put up a profile. You can enter the A of your choice. You can go and find speaker tapes and chat rooms and sort of the Facebook of recovery. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show while you surf the site, and it's all free.
That's a bargain at thrice the price. By the way, I'm about to give the email addresses, but you guys heard earlier in the show, we've had a submission from Brandon that we played today. I think he said, too, that if we like it, he can definitely record it different. He kind of recorded that fast on his computer, so the sound quality is not as great as it could be. But if you guys want to enter Recovery Idol, like I said, if we get it, we will play it. And then after a period of time, we'll take a vote on them. And, 30 to 60 seconds long, mention Recovery 101 in it. You can go back a few shows and listen to the former jingle and listen to Brandon's jingle and maybe... that'll strike some chords in your head.
We may just use them all.
Yeah, you know what? If we could get enough string of them coming in. See, I'm kind of waiting for some of our friends that, we have several friends at several sober bands.
Yeah.
Thrown Alive, ML3, Forever Amber, 8 Days Clean. It'd be nice if we had one of those guys. But, they're all like big rock stars now.
Yeah, they're all too important for us.
Yeah, I remember when I came to California, I wanted to be a rock star. Found a lot of rock, but I was never a star. I borrowed that from someone else. Anyway, our email address is at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's like the crack advertising staff. It's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And, we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We don't. Shelley.
8 days clean.
8 days clean, baby. I went and I downloaded the entire CD, bought it from cdbaby.com. If you guys dig 8 days clean, go buy it. It's cool. It's cheap. It's like $9.99. It's really a deal, actually, for some rockin' dudes in recovery.
Cool.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.